This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, December 18th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up in this week's edition of Legal Issues in the News, Amy Guida's annual jab at the Grinch, and a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana. But first, today's news. 9 months after Southwest Champaign residents voted to form their own mass transit district, the Champaign County Board is preparing to vote on a governing board. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
Five nominees for the Champaign Southwest MTD Board are on the agenda for tomorrow night's county board meeting. One of them is retired U of I technical illustrator Stephen Holland. He says the CUMTD is committed to bus service that Southwest Champaign residents don't want or need. He says they would prefer smaller buses and more flexible routes.
Any transit system has to be driven from the ground up. It has to be driven, it has to be ridership driven. The current system isn't. That's why you have empty buses that are sort of a joke around town.
But before the new Champaign Southwest MTD board can make decisions on what kind of service to provide, they'll have to clear up a dispute with the Champaign-Urbana MTD, which annexed much of their territory last year. That dispute is likely to be settled by a judge, although Holland hopes for an out-of-court resolution. The other nominees for the Champaign Southwest MTD board are David Short, Ann Parkhill Sushoff, Michael Souter, and Edward Vaughn, Jr. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich plans to sign a law today increasing the state's minimum wage to $7.50 an hour in July 2007 and to $8.25 an hour by 2010. Senate Bill 1268 will boost the average annual income for full-time minimum wage workers to $15,600 next year, up from $13,520. State officials say more than 300,000 children have enrolled in the All Kids Health Insurance Program. The goal of All Kids, which replaced KidCare, is to improve immunization rates and encourage preventive care. State officials say the number of children in All Kids is outpacing enrollment targets. All Kids extends coverage to families that made too much under old guidelines to qualify for government help. State officials say Illinois spent about $2 billion on children's health care in the 2006 fiscal year, which ended July 31st. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says sending more soldiers to Iraq after the holidays would further drain an already depleted military. Durbin says the majority of U.S. military units aren't geared up for combat, meaning that some troops would have to be reactivated. That would break a deal with soldiers who've already put in time. Durbin says that the Iraqi military needs to step up and protect its own nation. He spoke to reporters yesterday at his home in Springfield. Illinois could force utility companies to make public their tree trimming schedules. Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn supports a measure that could be voted on in early January. It would require utilities like Ameren and ComEd to tell people when they plan to prune around power lines.
It provides precise guidelines, strict rules, public accountability that the utilities have been evading.
Quinn says better tree trimming would have helped prevent some of the prolonged outages that occurred in the recent winter storm. Several Ameren customers were without electricity for a week. The company has argued that they were prepared for the storm and say they follow state rules when it comes to keeping trees trimmed. Meanwhile, the first of two public hearings planned this week by a state lawmaker wanting input about the recent power outages will be held tonight. Republican State Representative Ron Stevens of Greenville is staging the hearings. They'll discuss how utility companies might prevent outages like the ones earlier this month that left more than 500,000 homes and businesses in the dark. Stevens says the service disruptions show there's something seriously wrong and in need of study to find faster ways to get electricity restored. Stevens will head the forum at 7 tonight in the Weismeyer Center in Troy. The second hearing is at 7 Wednesday night at the City Hall in Highland. Stevens says winter is just beginning and that it's important to tackle the issue now before the next strong storm hits. Some higher education experts say Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels' plan to use funds from a privatized lottery to finance college scholarships would mainly benefit students who don't need the help. Daniels wants to lease the Hoosier Lottery and use $1 billion of the proceeds to fund education initiatives, including scholarships that must be paid back if the student moves out of the state within 3 years of college graduation. The mission is to keep the state's brightest students in Indiana. Institute for College Access and Success President Robert Shireman says many top students already have scholarships and their families can afford the tuition. But college funding specialist Alyssa Lesueur says there isn't as much help available for smart middle-class students as people believe. City officials in Chicago say they plan a crackdown on drivers who whip around corners without yielding to pedestrians. Starting this coming spring, employees from several city agencies will be sent to pose as pedestrians at intersections where a large number of accidents have been reported. Some of those intersections will also be fitted with surveillance cameras. On average, more than one pedestrian is killed in a Chicago traffic accident every week. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. Christmas isn't far off, so it's time for commentator Amy Guida's annual legal analysis of a very serious holiday crime, the stealing of Christmas by none other than the Grinch. Here's this week's edition of Legal Issues in the News.
Imagine all Whoville remembered the past. Imagine all Whoville wanted to cast the Who Nets way up high in the air and capture the Grinch with all his green hair. So imagine that townspeople took to the courts. Whoville v. Grinch, a drama of sorts. Pretend that they looked to the courts of this state. Deciding forgiveness just had to wait. Three charges, three big ones, a three-count indictment, and the only defense, a sort of contritement. For all that the Grinch could truly say was, "I'm sorry, not again," in his change-of-heart way. Defense enough? You have to decide. Hear all the counts with ears open wide, and then think. If the jury were you, what would you do? Count number one would certainly be, you probably guessed it, burglary. For the Grinch, he entered a dwelling intending to take all things within, including the mending. Illinois Code Section 19-3 describes residential burglary. For the Grinch to be guilty of just such a crime, he'd have to have entered with theft on his mind. Did he? Let's look to the Dr. Seuss book. In it, Grinch grabbed Santa's hat from a hook and didn't say much of what he was thinking, but we'll look to his actions, and he'll soon be sinking. Count number two, a simple one, theft. For the Grinch came to Whoville and left it bereft of all the Who's things, the roast beast, the presents, leaving all Who's less Who-like, more like singing peasants. Illinois Code Section 16-1 tells about theft, doesn't mention by gun. Instead, there's guilt if by threat or deception he got things of another, like the stuff I just mentioned. We'll look to the book again for the facts. The Grinch has a witness to his evil acts. Cindy Lou Who watched the tree go and grieved. It's she whom the Grinch meant to deceive. And recall that sad little dog named Max. We've all heard tale of such horrid attacks on that poor little antlered mutt. No, Harry Sweetie. Cruelty to animals, count number three. The Humane Care for Animals law seems written to get the Grinch right in the craw. The Grinch wasn't allowed to go where he went, an animal he can't overwork or torment. There's evidence there, nice drawings in fact, Grinch giving Max horns, a very cruel act. Then overwork, Max pulled a stuffed sled. Torment, oh yes, Grinch played games with his head. But as for witnesses, dogs cannot talk, and so on this count, Grinch might get to walk. The pictures, they're there, everyone, plain as day, but you guessed it, it's all called hearsay. After his deeds, the Grinch changed his small heart and put all things back where they'd been at the start. But that, while a very fine act, thing, or gesture, is not a defense, more like prison investiture. A judge, however, could consider such things mitigation in Grinch's own court sentencing and send Grinch to jail, put him in ties for far less time than he'd face otherwise. So would you convict? Oh, please, please do tell. In the book, there's no trial, all's well that ends well. For me, the case seems pretty airtight, but I'm against crime. My name's Amy Guida.
Amy Guida is an assistant professor of journalism and law at the University of Illinois. In the forecast for today, mostly cloudy skies. There's a chance of light rain with highs around 45 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, colder, the low around 30. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, once again a high around 45 degrees. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, December 18th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wil.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.